Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On International Women's Day, March 8th, at the 17th Annual International Women of Courage Awards, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, presented the State Department's inaugural Madeleine Albright Honorary Group Award to the women and girl protesters of Iran,
who in the wake of the brutal killing of Mahsa Amini have inspired us all. Through neighborhoods and classrooms, out of apartment buildings and car windows, the protesters chanted throughout Iran and around the world, creating a global chorus demanding gender equality and human rights.
Ambassador Thomas Greenfield noted the regime's brutal response.
They have tortured peaceful protesters. They have arrested tens of thousands of people. They have badly injured and killed Iranians in bloody crackdowns.
To hold those accountable, the United States has announced the 10th round of sanctions targeting the Iranian regime over its repression of peaceful demonstrations and denial of internet access since the nationwide protests began in September. The sanctions designate two Iranian officials overseeing prisons, Ali Chohomaholi and Dariush Bakshi, as well as two senior Iranian security leaders, three companies that supply Iranian law enforcement, and the heads of these companies, and a high-ranking law enforcement official. Secretary of State Blinken said in a statement that the two prison officials were complicit in the mistreatment of inmates by security forces, including through rape, torture, or other cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment. The two security officials are Sayed Abdulrahim Mousavi, commander-in-chief of the Iranian army, and Habib Shosavari, commander of the IRGC Shohada Provincial Corps in West Azerbaijan province. IRGC forces under Shosavari are alleged to have routinely detained and tortured individuals, and Iranian army personnel under Mousavi's command reportedly used machine guns to fire indiscriminately at protesters. Mahdi Amiri, technical director of the Cyberspace Affairs Deputy of the Prosecutor General's Office, was sanctioned for his central role in the regime's efforts to block internet access. The three Iranian companies, Naji Pass, the Naji Pars Amin Institute, and Entiba Gostar Sepher, along with their leadership, were designated for enabling the violent repression of peaceful protesters by the Iranian law enforcement forces. The United States, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Brian Nelson, will continue to take action against the regime, which perpetuates abuse and violence against its own citizens, especially women and girls.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.